Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I wish you all a happy Christmas. We will be reflecting on the readings for the Midnight Mass, 25th December. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 9 verses 1 to 7. Psalm for this celebration is Psalm 96. Second reading taken from Titus chapter 2 verses 11 to 14. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel chapter 2 verses 1 to 14. The theme of our reflection is Christmas, a re-echo of His presence and unending faithfulness. When I think of Christmas, these facts are clear to me, that I have nothing to fear, that God has redeemed us through the birth of His Son. Hence, He does not mark our guilt, nor are we condemned, except those who have decided not to believe in Christ Jesus. But we must not forget, He never stops asking us to follow Him and to do His will. Thus, my brother, my sister, the reality of Christmas is not a proposition, mere words, but a practical commitment to Him who called, chose, and asked us to listen and to follow the Good Shepherd. How do we shepherd others or herald the message of the good news if we have no communications with the divine hub of salvation? However, the good news of Christmas is that grace is in our midst and has made salvation possible and constantly renewable for those who give up everything that does not lead to God and are willing to restrain themselves and live good and religious lives here in this present world. Thus, my brother, my sister, although we are unworthy and struggling to be faithful to His message, our Lord Jesus is willing still to be our brother and friend. That is the divine essence of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus. Yes, God was pleased and is pleased still to be with us, to share our pains and to enlighten us. Therefore, Christmas is not merely a time for sharing of gifts and relaxing with our families. It is fundamentally a time to recall how God, through the humble, simple, and austere birth of His Son, changed the dehumanizing narrative of human race and enthroned His words of fidelity and faithfulness in our hearts. Thus, in the face of our troubles, our worries, our concerns, our fears, we must not lose sight of His promise in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verse 20. Surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. If that assurance has strengthened you, then you are asked this Christmas to strengthen others, to give to the needy, to comfort the sick, to help the poor, to reach out to those who cannot help themselves, to bless those who have lost hope, and also to reassure those who think that no one loves them. In so doing, God is glorified. Emmanuel, born for us and died on the cross for us, is celebrated, and believers are reassured of God's presence and power to provide for their needs. If you do it, then God is glorified. If you love, then God is blessed. If you bless, then God will bless you. Bless you, bless your children's children. God, who is with us, may He bless us and may He confirm our blessings this period. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Once again, I wish you all a happy Christmas. May God bless you.